sometimes if you're trying to achieve brightness in a vocal, a good way to do that without boosting the top end and making it extra harsh is by cutting some of the low mid or cutting some of the lows, just so you get the sonic perception of a brighter vocal. You know, naturally, when you take lows out of something, it's going to accentuate the top end or whatever is the brighter section.
Too old for the games, but you steady play. Figure that a nigga won't skate with no ice on bezel face, but...
So after I felt like I had processed the vocal in a nice way using the channel strip, I would then, you know, decide if I wanted to add some compression or not. You know, I talk about compression all the time, saying, you know, only add it when necessary. It's easy to ruin a vocal mix by overcompressing something and you lose all your transients. You just kind of distort it. So, you know, the good thing about this plugin is you have the control to insert the compressor directly on the plugin right here after you've done your EQ processing. Now, usually when I work on compressing vocals, I usually set the ratio at around 2 to 1 or 3 to 1 or somewhere in between, just to be able to grab the vocal nicely. And then I'll move over to threshold. The threshold, I would kind of just get all the way up to negative 20 to see the floor kind of be compressed in the middle so I can find that nice balance in the compressor that I'm looking for.
Getting a man and playing all on your phone with me, so this can't be all on me when you be all on me, ayy. Too old for the games, but you steady play. Figured that a nigga won't skate with no ice on bezel face, but...
So after I felt like I have a nice setting on the threshold, I will go down to the release knob and I will start, you know, scanning the release knob to find a nice setting for the release.
What's going on? What's on for me? You got a habit of saying you don't want none for me. Getting a man and playing all on your phone with me, so this can't be all on me when you be all on me, ayy. Too old for the games, but you steady play. Figured that a nigga won't skate with no ice on bezel face, but...
You know, there's so many different ways to really use and utilize this tool. I suggest if you're not comfortable or familiar with it just yet, open it up. You know, start turning on the inserts for EQs and inserts for compressors and just start turning the knobs, you know? Start understanding what the knobs do and how they can work inside your mix. And before you know it, this will be a weapon for you like it is for me.